and the traces of red pigment are a useful reminder that most Greek sculpture was richly, even gaudily painted. And she wears that smile, that sign of life so common in early Greek sculpture.
What I like about her so much is the way that she engages us as viewers. She's looking straight ahead and she's challenging us to look back at her. And she's got a flower in her hand. It's not quite clear whether it's for her or she's about to give it to us. And in the inscription, she actually almost speaks to us. It says that it is the tomb sculpture of Phrasicleia, and then, as if in her own voice, it says, "And I shall always be called a maiden, because I got that name from the gods instead of marriage." That is, she died before her wedding day. But what's great about it is the encounter it sets up. And it's an encounter that, if we try hard, I think we can still enjoy.